Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's Weekday Meditation. In Romans chapter 8, verse 18, the Scriptures say, "For I consider, from the standpoint of faith, that the sufferings of the present life are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is about to be revealed to us and in us. For even the whole creation, all of nature, waits eagerly for the children of God to be revealed." Friend, listen, the beauty of being a child of God, the beauty of knowing where we're going, gives us the ability to look forward to heaven. You might be in perfect health today, or you might be at death's door. Either way, as a child of God, what beauty is it to look forward to heaven without having to look backward? Because the standpoint of faith, that the sufferings of this present life, they're not even close to be compared to the glory and the beauty that's going to be revealed in heaven. I love this promise of God. So today, as we prepare to meditate, let me lead you in this time of prayer. And you might even want to join in with me and say it out loud. Dear Lord, today I celebrate you. All of the gifts that I have come from you. Heaven is mine when I choose you. And let my mind be focused on the things of God. Let my mind be focused on the ways of God. And let my soul be at peace with the direction of God today. Equip me with power to walk in your way, because I can consider that the sufferings of the present life are nowhere worthy to be compared to your glory that is revealed to us and in us. Well, let's take a moment, dear friend, and thank the Lord for that. Let's draw a deep breath, hold it for a minute, and then let's exhale all of the anxiety and the pace of this life, and we're going to spend a couple of minutes to be able to hear from the Lord. Let's breathe. I'm going to mind the time, and I encourage you to take the next couple of moments simply to hear from the Lord. It's not a long time, but it is a time to train our head and our heart to be able to be sensitive to the nudging and the promptings of God. And you might even hear him verbally, as I have on a time or two. So friend, let's take a moment and meditate. I'll be back in a couple of moments. Well, Verse 20 of chapter 8 says, "For the creation was subjected to frustration and futility, not willing because of some intentional fault of its part, but by the will of Him who subjected it in hope, that the creation itself will also be freed from its bondage to decay and gain entrance into the glorious freedom of the children of God." You have been born again to live with peace, power, and direction. I'm so glad you've heard from Him today. I look forward to seeing you back again tomorrow in another weekday meditation.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another weekday meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.